Okay, excuse me. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbos. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Ches. We are at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Last line says Tanu Rabbanan, and we had mentioned, and you know, obviously in our Mishnah that we bodken as Chametz La'or Haner. The Gemara says, you know, Or Haner is specific, right? In bodken l'or Hachamav l'or Halavanav l'or Havuka, right? You don't use the sun, you don't use the moon, you don't use a torch, right? Ela l'or Haner, right? You use a candle. The Gemara is going to give a bunch of reasons why a candle is most appropriate. First of all, mipnei or yafe labdika, because a candle's light is better for searching, for looking for stuff. The Gemara will explain exactly what that means. And even though you don't have a proof for that, right, we do have something that reminds us of this fact. Shenemar, and it quotes all the psukim that we quoted yesterday at the end. So the Gemara says, "Hi orachama hechidami." So why can't you use the light of the sun? Meaning, what's the case here? If you're talking about a courtyard. So, well, that can't be because you don't need to check any outside areas. I have a pnei sha'orvin mitzuyin sham because you have ravens there. Now, I remember learning this in whatever it is, I don't know, whatever grade it was, 6th, 7th, 8th, I forget already. And thinking, I don't remember learning it in 8th grade, but I remember learning it more recently than, you know, today when I prepared for this year. And I remember thinking that the where in the world are there ravens? What are you talking about? What ravens are there? Yet sure enough, in Harnof, ravens are everywhere. Everywhere. You can't leave anything outside. I leave chicken outside to defrost on my porch, and if I'm not careful, ravens have pecked a hole in the plastic trying to get at the flesh. So ravens are taka everywhere, at least in Eretz Yisrael, and I assume they were as well in Bavel. But either way, you don't need to check outside. Because Mistama, there's not going to be any chametz there, right? All the birds are going to eat up all the chametz. So Elabach Sadra must be in some sort of gazebo, right? Again, if you remember from Erevin, so that was there's a roof and you have like columns, but there's no actual walls over there. Mistama, there's a ton of light, right? The sun shining, there's a ton of light. Apparently, there are no ravens. I'm not sure why. But right, there's a ton of light. But over there, Rava says that Achsadra l'orah nivdekes. But there, Rava says you are allowed to use the sunlight to check the gazebo. So Gemara says l'tzricha la ruba the bechader. So the case is, meaning, what are you not allowed to use? What sunlight are you not allowed to use? Let's say a hole in the roof, basically. A skylight, that's the word. You have a skylight, and you could open up the skylight and you get some sun in the room, but you're not allowed to use that to check the room. The Gemara says, 1 second, where are you looking with this light? Leave it to Hadi Aruba. If it's like right underneath, so then, of course, I mean, that's totally fine. Hanu Achsadra, meaning it's the same case where the sun basically, you know, illuminates the entire area that you're searching. So Gemara says, oh, it's done, and it must be on the side of the room. And then you're not allowed to use the skylight, right? The sun coming through the skylight, and you know, to search the sides of the room. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara goes and explains why a candle is better than a torch. Vavuka lo, why can't you use a torch? A torch is more light, seemingly. You would think that you should use more light than less light. Vamar Rava, Rava says, my dechtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Vanoga ka'or tiyeh karnayim yado, lo v'sham chavyo nuzo? What does that mean? Lama tzadikim domin b'fnei shechina. Sorry, not lama, but lima. What are tzadikim compared to the shechina? Kiner b'fnei avuka, right? Like a candle in front of a torch. Right? Obviously, which you know is obviously doesn't compare. V'amar avuka l'havdala mitzvah memuchar. And certainly, we by havdala we're makbid to make sure you have a torch, which is at least two wicks. So what's the problem with doing bidika with a torch? So a bunch of answers. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ze yachal achnis b'chorim zdakim, ze einu yachal achnis b'chorim zdakim. A torch you cannot get into the nooks and crannies of a house, in the wall, and behind the chair, etc., etc. You can't get it. That doesn't work. Right? A candle, though, you can kind of stick in there and check over there. So Rav Zvid, Amar Rav Zvid says, no, ze oru lefonav, ze oru la'achrav. But a candle you hold in front of you. A torch, right, the light is too strong. If you hold it in front of you, it blinds you. So you hold the torch behind you, when it illuminates from behind, but what you're looking for, you're searching in front of you. That's not as good as holding a small little light that you can use to illuminate what's in front of you. Rav Papa says, high bice, high low bice. Right, that you're afraid of a torch, meaning you don't want to use a torch. You can burn stuff down, right? You can imagine searching by your bed and between the chairs and in the closets and stuff with a torch. You can burn stuff down. A candle, you can control the heat, so you can control the fire, so that's better. Ravina gives a fourth reason, the high mashach nora, the high miktav iktufe, that a candle, a small single flame, is doesn't really flicker as much. A torch, right, it dances, it flickers, it's not a steady light. A candle will just stay there, right? Presumably, if you don't have the air conditioning on, right? That's obviously much easier, much better. Than something throwing shadows across the room, trying to see what it is, right? That's why it's that's why a torch is less effective. Now, based on all these reasons, right? What's the four of them? That that it's a steady light, and you're not afraid of it. The light goes in front, and you can check in the cracks. So the poskim say, well, nowadays, well, what about a flashlight? Right, a flashlight? Oh, using the overhead lights, so. I would argue that's probably similar to a sunroof, right? A sunlight, right? Or a skylight that we just mentioned, because kind of the light is kind of focused in one area. Now, our lights obviously light up the room much better than a skylight or a sunroof or whatever it is. Okay, so I can hear why you wouldn't want to turn on the lights in the room, but why shouldn't a flashlight work? A flashlight fits all the criteria of a candle. And Taka the Poskim do say that a flashlight is fine. It's totally fine. If you're nervous, and certainly if you're nervous, right, then a flashlight is better, right? Because that was one of the reasons that you don't use a torch over a candle, because you're nervous, you're going to burn stuff down. So if you're like your kids, always hide the chametz obviously under the pillow, right, or whatever, that you can't really... you don't really want to bring the candle too close to the sheets, so then, yeah, a flashlight would be better even than a candle. Okay. Kol makom she'en machnisim chametz. So the Gemara says, kol makom asur yemai. What are you coming to include? Meaning, usually, right, meaning the Mishnah, could have just said any place, meaning, or a place where you don't leave chametz, so then you don't have to check. What's kol makom? It seems to imply all places. So it seems to include an extra case. So Gemara says, "Lasuye hadatan rabbanan." To include this, to include this, the holes in the house, meaning the cracks, halyonim vatachtonim, that are very high or very low, meaning you don't really, it's not practical. There's no way you would have put chametz there. V'gaga yetzia, and the roof of an outhouse. What's the word? I'm looking for it's like an Eretz Yisrael. A lot of people add on these little additions to the back of the house. In America, it's not as common, but like a small little addition to the back of the house. Maybe put like a little office there or whatever. So it's not really part of the actual structure, but you kind of like threw up some fake walls or whatever. So that's how Yitzhia is. The roof, meaning, so the roof of that. Meaning you're not putting chametz on that, right? Gag hamigdal, the roof of a migdal is a tower, but it doesn't mean not really like that. It means a closet, right? You're not gonna, you don't put stuff up there. It's too high. Refes habakar is a barn. Lulin is a chicken coop. Matbein is a place with straw. Otros yain, otros shemen, a storehouse for wine or oil. Ein tzrichim bedika, you don't need to check there. Because Mustama is no chametz there, you would never ever put chametz there. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mita Hacholkes Besocha Bayis. If you have a bed that splits two rooms in a house, meaning back in the day, obviously they didn't have so many rooms, so they would kind of like indicate a split between the living room and the dining room, with a bed. So if you have that, so then Umafsekes, and you have a space between. The bed and the floors where you could put stuff. So then, tzricha b'dika. Then obviously, that you do need to check under the bed because theoretically, food could get there. Gemara says, "Omer minhu." One second, I'll ask you a question. Right, chor shebein adam lechaveru. If you have a hole between two apartments, doesn't mean between two people, obviously, but it's ridiculous. Right, if you have a hole in between I mean, a crack in the wall between two apartments. Zeh bodek ad makom sheyagum yado magas, v'zeh bodek ad sheyado magas. Right? You basically have to check as far as your hand will reach. V'ashar mevatel v'olivo, and the rest of it, you just be mevatel and hope that, you know, and then that takes care of the rest of the whole. V'shimeg ablilo, marmita chalakes bezor habayis. If you have a bed that splits a room in the house, v'itzim bavanim sdurim tachtera, and you store like wood or stones underneath, but there's a space in between, meaning even if there's a space in between, but you have all that, you know, dirty stuff down there, so then ein tzucha b'digi, you don't need to check. So the Gemara says, one second, kasha mita mita, kasha chor nechorin. We had two brises. One of the first brises said that you do have to check under a bed, and you do have to check in the holes. The second one had said, you don't have to check in the holes. The second one had said that you do have to check under the bed, and you don't have to check under the bed, and the second one had said you do have to check in the holes. So you have a stereo between the two of them. Sorry about that. Right, the first one says no under, yes under a bed, no in the holes, and the second raiser said yes in the holes, no under the bed. So what's the deal? So chor nachor and lo kasha, habeilui habetatoi. Because when you don't have to check, it's bilui betatoi. Meaning it's either very high or very low, meaning that you would never put chametz in those cracks. But when you do have to check it, it's like you have a crack in the middle of your wall, right? It's very accessible, so then you have to check it for chametz. Mita, mita lokasha, there's also no steer between the beds. Ha de mitalia, ha de mitata, right? The question is simply whether there is space between the bed, right? The medallion means it's high, right? So there's a lot of space underneath the bed, so you have to check, but mitata, right? It's on the floor, it's on the bottom. There's very little space between the space and the floor, and therefore we're not concerned that there's chametz underneath. Says the Gemara, "Votzos yayin ein tzarech bedika." One second, our Bryce had said the first one anyway. Had said you don't have to check the wine cellar. Vatanya otzos yayin tzarech bedika, otzos shemen ein tzarech bedika. Now the Bryce said, another Bryce had said, and our Mishnah mentions already, but our Bryce says this Bryce says that you do have to check the wine cellar. You don't have to check the oil cellar. This Gemara says, "Achumay askina b'mistapik." No, that's when the wine cellar that you're using is the thing you use to bring wine to a meal, right? That meaning a lot of people, you know, you can have different purposes of wine cellars. People keep wine for, you know, many, many years. I'm not a wine guy, but people keep wine for a long time. So if that's the cellar that you're using to kind of, you know, get wine from, so then, yeah, then you have to check it. But if it's where you're storing wine, you know, for years, so then obviously you don't have to check it. You're not going down there often with food. Well, if this second brisa here is talking about a case where you're using this wine cellar to supply yourself with wine for the meal, so the oil cellar should also, you know, be something you have to check. Right? Because again, they're in the same brisa. That why does it say that the wine cellar you have to check and the oil cellar you don't? Because the Gemara says shemen yesh keva lachila. Because you usually know how much oil you need for a meal. Very rarely. When is it going to be that someone's going to be like, I need more oil to, I don't know, dip my bread in? Very rarely. But yayin ein lekev l'shtia, but as we all know, right, things get a little gishmak, and all of a sudden you want another bottle of wine, so it's very possible that you'll go down there with food, etc., in the middle of your meal. Tanei Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yechiya taught asu otzos sheicha b'bavil ke otzos yayin b'eretz Yisrael b'mistapik. And in Bavil, right, the wine cellars of Eretz Yisrael were actually beer cellars, meaning the beer was the, you know, liquid of choice, the drink of choice in Bavil. So therefore, that was had the same halacha as wine cellars, because mistama, right, you would go down there, in the middle of the meal. Back in the day, just if you're wondering, well, the beer itself is chametz, so if I'm not mistaken, the beer back in the day was made from dates, not from barley, or wheat, or whatever, you know, whatever type of beer you prefer. But back it wasn't chametz, meaning the beer was made, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says a couple places, I think, that the beer was not made from chametz, it's made, I think, from dates. Okay, either way. Amar Rav Chisda, ki dagim ein tzarech bedika, not ki dagim, bay dagim, a storehouse for fish, does not need to be checked. Ay, v'atanya tzarech bedika, didn't the Brisa say you do have to check it? So, lo kasha, ha barabar vi, ha bezutri. question, the difference is whether the fish are big or small. Again, same idea. If the fish are big, so you're not, very rarely are you going down there for a full salmon in the middle of the meal. But if you're serving herring and you run out of a dip or sardines or whatever it is, so it's very possible that you'll go down there with some chametz. And then you have to check it. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, be milchi, if you have a storage of salt, ube kiri, in a storage of, I think that's wax, so tzarech bedika, trying to see, Rashi says shava, so that's wax, so you do need to check. Again, theoretically, I guess you would go in the middle of the meal for salt, or maybe if you're eating at night, right, you have to go get wax for more light, for more candles, or whatever. If you're storing wood or you're storing dates, so you also need to go check, because again, those are things that could come up in the middle of the meal. You might need more dates, more food, if you want more wood for the fireplace, etc., etc. Okay. Tana will learn a brisa. Ein mechayiv no soli lachnis yada v'chor nizdakin livduk. Right, we do not say that you have to stick your whole hand into the wall, because it's dangerous. Which says my sakana. What's dangerous? If you tell me that maybe he's nervous, there's scorpions in there, you don't want to get bitten. So why are we concerned there's chametz in there? But obviously, if you're concerned about scorpions, you're not putting your chametz over there. Skuma says, lo tzricha denofa. Now, the case is where the wall collapsed, it fell. Meaning, in Ekanami, there were no scorpions there in general, but now that the wall fell, so now it's a ruin almost. So very possible that there will be scorpions in that case. So Gemara says, well, enough of lamalei bedika. So if the wall fell down, so what do you have to check it for? That's not another Mishnah. This is later, but as you can imagine, chametz shenafla alav mapoles harehu kamavua. Right? Again, we mentioned that already in the Masechta, that if you have chametz that's already covered by a ruin, so it's like it's burned. So you don't have to check it. So Gemara says, "Hasam she'ein hakelav yachol l'chapez acharav." That's only if a dog can't find it. But hacha here, right? If the chametz is towards the top, kishakelav yachol l'chapez acharav. If a kelav can find it, if a dog can find it, so then you do have to do bedika. Aiva amar Rabbi Elazar shluch hametzah in nizakin. So 1 second, what are you talking about? That we're nervous about a sakana in a case a wall fell down, the chametz is kind of on top. We're nervous about scorpions. Shluchi mitzvah, nizokin. Someone's doing a mitzvah. We have a concept. We have a klal that we'll see a couple of psukim in a minute. You're doing a mitzvah. Kosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. Who's going to get bitten by a scorpion? Who's doing bidikas chametz? Some Ravashi shema toved lo machat. No, because the case is maybe you lost something. A machat is a needle. And then, while you're going doing bidikas chametz, you'll also take a minute or two and look for the needle, and that's when chas v'shalom, you might get stung by a scorpion or whatever. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? I gave him a lot of mitzvah. If you're telling me that he's looking for chametz and a needle at the same time, that's not a mitzvah. Right? You lose the mitzvah because you happen to be. I dropped some money. Let me go see where this if I can find something. What are you talking about?" V'atanya v'lendin abayisa, ha'omer sela zu l'tzedakah b'vil she'yichya b'ni. A person gives tzedakah, so that a person's son should have refuah shleima. So, o she'eya ben olam haba, or is that I'll be a ben olam haba. So, give tzedakah, so you should be a ben olam haba. Harei zetzadik gomor. That's a big tzadik. So, meaning a person, again, even if you have some sort of ulterior motive, that's still a tzadik gomor. So the case is, like I think I may have just kind of let it slip at the beginning, that no, after you're done with the bedika, you're going to look for the needle. So in that case, it's going to be a problem. Now, there is a, Tosfos already asked the question, there's a famous, I don't know if it's made famous by Shweki, but there's a Shweki song with the phrase in Pirkei Avos. And Tosus, the top Tosus here on Chesem and Beis, quotes it, Al Tiyuka Vadam Misham Shizarav Al Menaz Lekabel Pras. What do you mean? The Gemara says that if you say I'm giving tzedakah, right, in order to get a refuah shleima for somebody, or in order to go to Olam Haba, so you're a tzaddik gomer? That's kind of weird. The Mishnah says, Pirkei Avos, don't do the mitzvahs to get reward. Right, what's going on over here? What is that? So Tosu says, just reading it, the difference between here and there meaning is that when the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is saying that if you would not get what you wanted and you would regret doing the mitzvah, so then that's the problem. I mean, don't regret the mitzvah, even though possibly, perhaps, potentially, you don't get what you want. Here, when we say you're tzaddik gomer, you don't care regardless, meaning you're doing it for that purpose, but even if you don't get it, you don't have charata, you don't regret it. That's what Tosa says the difference is. For example, like if a person davens for for something, for shlema, and rachman etzlan, it's not looking so good, so he regrets all the davening that he did. So that's the problem. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. But over here, right, again, the person's not upset about the davening he does, or the tzedakah that he gave, even though he may not necessarily have gotten what he wanted. So that's already, if he doesn't regret the tzedakah, so then he's still a tzaddik gomer. Okay, either way, the fight. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mishum Sakanas HaNachrim. He says, no, we're not talking about a scorpion in a fallen wall. What are you talking about? He says the case here is that by Goy, we're talking about the Sakana of Goy. Now, what's that? Uplimo, Plimo's a guy. Is one of the, is one of the Tanai. So, the Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Chor Shebein Yehudi Laramoi. Let's say you have two apartments, and there's a hole in the wall between the apartments, and there's a Jew in one apartment and a guy in another apartment. So bodik ad makom shiyado magas rasha mevatel bolibo. You check as far as you can reach, and then you mevatel the rest of it in your heart. Plimo, Mar Plimo says, kol atzmo eno bodik v'pnei sakana. You don't check at all because it's sakana. This Gemara says, my sakana. What kind of danger are you talking about? Ini ma sakana is kshafim. If you're nervous about black magic. Meaning that the guy is going to say, oh, you're doing black magic, sticking your hand at the holes, etc. So then you would never touch that hole, and if that's what it would lead to, but you'd never put chametz there, so what's the big deal? So Gemara says, Hasam ki yishtamish yamama unahora. So the case is where when you use the hole, it's daytime. So the guy is obviously not going to think to accuse you of doing witchcraft in the middle of the day. But here, what are you doing? It looks a little weird, right? There are some practices what we do in Yiddishkeit that if a casual onlooker who would know better, you think there's some weird stuff going on, right? We're walking around our house with a candle, and if you get the package, you get with a feather and a spoon. Not sure what the spoon is for. Okay, the feather and the, etc. It looks a little weird. So in this case, the guy would peek into the house, then a maska daite. Then he'd be like, oh, maybe this guy's doing some black magic, and we should, tell on him, etc. Get him in trouble. I have Amar Rabbi Lezer, Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizakin. So saying again, same question. So why would that lead to a problem? So Gemara says, Hecha Deshchiyach Hezeka Shiny. Here the Gemara gives a different reason. This is obviously totally different already, with different nafkaminas, but different potential, results. Hecha deshchiyach hazeka shiny. If the hezek, if the damage is a shchiyach, if it's likely, if it's common, so then there is no such promise. Meaning you can't just drive into Ramallah to do a mitzvah. Right? We don't say, shluch mitzvah in nizakin. I'm not sure what mitzvah you'd be doing, but you can't put yourself in obvious danger. And if it's common, we don't say shluchim mitzvah in nizakin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel eich elech v'shama Shaul v'argeni v'yomer Hashem eglas bakat yigach b'yadecha. Shmuel was told to go anoint David as the next king, but Shaul was still king. He's still alive, obviously, and that was obviously very dangerous. If you find out, right, Marv Malchus, Shaul could kill Shmuel. So that was, he was protesting. I remember, so that's a real nafkamina, that if we say shluchim mitzvah in nizakin, that people do mitzvah, don't get damaged, but if you're doing something that is commonly associated with danger, so that doesn't necessarily apply. I remember Rachman al-Aslan, there's such a terrible story that, I think it was a couple years back, where a Hatzalah guy in the neighborhood, I don't know if it was Harnof or Yerushalayim, wherever it was, he was responding to a Hatzalah call, like, 3 in the morning on his motorcycle, and Rahman al-Aslan, he crashed and he got killed. And people were like, oh my gosh, how could it be? And so I remember someone showed us this Gemara that, not to judge, God forbid, and no one knows really the circumstances around the crash, but if he wasn't being careful or whatever it is, a motorcycle, if you're driving too fast or too quick, and Enochinami is rushing to do a mitzvah, but you know, again, I don't judge. Obviously, that's not our position. But I do remember someone showed me this Gemara to say that, you know, to, I don't know, make it feel better. Didn't make us feel better. Okay, either way, Vaitu. They asked Rav the following question. Hani Bei Rav the Dairi Babaga. The people who learn in the Beis Medrash of Rav, who live, Baga, Rashi says over here. Where is that, Rashi? Can never find anything. Baga is an open field, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. There it is. The Dairi Babaga. Yeah, Bekfarim Shebebeka. In the villages in the valley. So, meaning, so not an open field, straight up, but they live in the villages in the valley. Should they come early? When do they come to the Beis Medrash? Meaning, you want them to come before sunrise or after it's already dark? And Rashi explains over here that we're not sure. Do they have to be nervous about the mazikim? Do they have to be? The Gemara mentions a lot that there were mazikim. However you translate that, evil spirits, shadim, whatever you want to say. But it was considered to be dangerous to go out at night. So the question was that can those people living in the villages in the plains come early to the Beis Medrash even and leave late, even though there are mazikim, these evil spirits or whatever. That are out at night. Nesu alive al tzavari. Let them come on my and my neck is on the line. Let them come. Meaning shluchim mitzvah in nizakin. Right, they come to learn Torah, or they go home from learning Torah. Right, they're not going to get damaged. They're not going to get what's it called? So Gemara says nezel mai. What about going back? So then he said, I'm not sure. Meaning they can definitely come, but I'm not sure if they can go back at night. Meaning they can obviously go back during the day. Itmar always said, "I'm Rabbi Elazar. Shluchim mitzvah in nizakin lo ba'alichasim lo ba'chazirasim." Right. So Rabbi Elazar had said, "No, yeah, they can also go back. They're not going to be damaged. Shluchim mitzvah in nizakin." Kiman, who's that like? Ki haytana, like this bright, like this tana, the tanya, like we learned in the bright. So easy ben Yehuda Omer klapish amra Torah. When the Torah says lo yachmod ish es arzucha, right, no one will be jealous about your land. There it's talking about that when people do Aliyah L'Regel, Kosh Baruch Hu promises that no one will damage the land that they leave behind. Right? You can imagine, like, for national security, right? If you can imagine if everybody in the entire country just left and came to Yerushalayim, and there's nobody in any other city, right, out in all of Eretz Yisrael, even anywhere in America. Let's say everybody got up and went to, I don't know, Washington, D.C., obviously, it's not possible. But what happens? Nobody invades. Nobody steals stuff. How does that work? So Kosh Baruch Hu promises that your land will be fine. Right? Your cow will be grazing in the field. What do I mean? In the dust or whatever. And no one's going to... Nothing. No lion is or whatever is going to eat it. Taregolascha. Your chicken is eating in the garbage, and a weasel will not kill it. And there's a kalvachomer here. Even though, usually these animals, if there's no one around, will not get damaged. For sure, people, right, who don't necessarily get damaged if they're left alone. Rashi says, I'm not sure why he has to say this. I would have thought it regardless, but Rashi says, because a person has mazel. Okay, right. Rashi diber mazel klape shamra Torah. He says, right, the adam isle mazla. Okay, person has a mazel. The Gemara, Rashi elsewhere, in Shabbos, I think, Rashi says that mazel refers to your guardian angel. Okay, but meaning people don't necessarily get damaged, so certainly kal v'chomer people will be fine. When they're ola l'regel, and ainly ela b'halicha, that only tells me on the way there. B'chazar b'night, how do you know the way back? The Talmud Lama, the pasuk says, "Ufanisa b'boker v'alachta ola olecha." Right, you'll come in the morning and then you'll go back. Right, malam yishteiluch v'timtza aholecha b'shalom. Right, you'll go back and you'll find everything is fine. V'chim yachar dafil b'chazar b'halicha l'amali. Well, if you're telling me that you're going to come back and everything will be fine, why do you need to teach me that you'll be fine when you go? Right, obviously that's unnecessary. So it says that, yeah, in Echanami, that's for something else. Look at the Rabbi Ami, Dam Rabbi Ami, call other Mashiach Lokarka Olu L'Regel, Mashiach Lokarka in Olu L'Regel. That to be Chayev in Ali L'Regel, you need to own land in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the pasuk says. That's the proof of Me'artzecha. Where is it? What's the pasuk? Where was it? It was right. Lo yachmon ish es artzecha. Right. That teaches me that not that you'll be safe on the way there, but that you need to own land to be chayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. Okay. All right, Vait, now. I guess we didn't. Yeah, no, 1 second. Skipped the line. I'm Rabbi Avin, Bar Rav Ada, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Vipinema, Ein Peres Ginosar, Yerushalayim. Why do we not have the fruits of Ginosar? There, you know, the Gemara mentions, I think we had already. Maybe it's in Brachos, I don't remember. That the fruits of Ginosar were like the best fruits, like ever. So why don't they grow in Yerushalayim? Meaning it was enough for us to come to Yerushalayim just for these peros. Meaning, you know, what the focus would not be on the Aliyah L'Rega. When Nib says Aliyah Shalol L'Shma, so people will come to Yerushalayim, but not to be Ole Regal, right? But they would come to get some good fruit. So we didn't want them to have it, so the fruit, therefore the good fruit is in Ginosar, which is towards the north. Why don't you have the hot springs in Tiberia in Yerushalayim? Same idea. Right, we don't want people to come to Ole L'Regel for the hot springs in Yerushalayim. Okay, so therefore they're up in Tiberia. But okay, now back to the Mishnah. We had said why, you know, we had talked about checking for chametz, and we said b'meh amru shtei shuris b'mertaf. Why do you have to check two rows in the wine cellar? The Gemara says mertaf or martef. I always forget. Man dachar shmei. Right? Who is mentioning? Where did that come from? It came out of left field. Why do you need to talk about a wine cellar? The Gemara says hachi kamar. It's just giving you an example of something that it's a place where you don't bring chametz, so therefore you don't need to check. And you don't even need to check a storehouse or cellar for wine or oil. So why do Chazal say you have to check two rows of the wine cellar? So it's a place where you bring chametz because you supply the meal with the stuff from this cellar. Okay, Beishame Omrim Shtei Shuros, right? Beishame had said, if you remember, two rows. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Right, we have a machlokes, what exactly that means. Rav Yehuda says, Shtei Shuros Shamrum Min Haaretz V'ad Shmei Korah. Meaning it's the first two rows, from the floor to the ceiling. Right, the first two rows, if you can imagine, a bunch of wine barrels piled high and in rows. So if you have, four wine barrels high and four wine barrels deep, so you have to check the first two rows, the first, four barrels, row A and row B, right, from the floor to the ceiling. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sure, achas kamin gam. You have to make one row like a gam. Gam is a gamma. If you know what the letter gamma in Greek looks like, it looks like a resh almost. So you need to check both the front row and the top row. That's what Rabbi Shammai means, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tami Kivas is Rabbi Yehuda, but Tami Kivas is Rabbi Yochanan. Right? And we have a brisa that supports both of them. Meaning we have brises that support each one. Tami Kivas is Rabbi Yehuda. Beishamai Omrim Shtei Shuros Apnei Kol Amartev. And the two rows means from the ground to the ceiling. Tani Kavas did Rabbi Yochanan. We also learned like Rabbi Yochanan. Shtei Shuros al Pnei Kol Amartev. Chitona Roa Asa Pesach. The outer row, meaning that sees the entrance, the doorway. Veliona Roa Asa Korah. The top one, which sees the top, the ceiling. Shelifnim Hemena, but anything inside of those, Vishalamatul Hemena, and anything underneath those, in Tzarech Badika, right? Because that's, you need the top and the front one. Okay, so you have two opinions in terms of what Beishamai meant. Beisil Lomrim, Shtei Shuros HaChitzono, Shein Helionos, right? The two rows that are outer, that are the upper, what does that mean? So Marav, it's Machlokas Rav Shmuel, Eliona, Vishalamata Hemena, meaning the top row and the one underneath it that are on the outside. Meaning, if you have, let's say, the barrels are three across, three tall, and three deep. So you need the top two rows on the outside. That's what Rav says. The top two rows on the outside row, meaning the top two rows going across on the outermost row. From again, if you have the diagrams of them, it's pretty clear. Shmuel says no. No, you have to check the top row of barrels and the one behind it, and the one behind it. So my time with the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Daichitonios, right? He said he learned from Beis Hillel, right? And what did he say? Beis Hillel said Shteshuras Achitonios, the outer rows. So therefore, that's the Iker. Va'ayelyonos Katani didn't it say the top ones. Excuse me. So therefore, the Mutti Tatoi the Tata Isa. I said, yeah, because you have an outer row that you're not going to check. The bottom row on the outer row, the bottom barrels on the outer row, you're not going to check. So that's what he meant, right, to exclude according to Rav. Shmuel says, my time. What's the reason for Shmuel? Taik Elyona. So he says the Iker is the top ones. I have a chitona katani, but didn't it say the outer ones? So Gemara says, Lemute, right, the Gavaisa at the Gavaisa. To exclude the ones that are further back, right? The inner rows, meaning anything past the first two. Okay. Rabbi Chiya Tani Kavasi the Rav, Rabbi Kula Tanu Kavasi the Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya taught like Rav, all the other Tanaim. Right, so meaning probably not Tanaim, probably Amoraim, but taught like Shmuel, Vehilchasa Kavasi the Shmuel, and Halacha is like Shmuel. Now, if you see over here, just to finish off, if you look at the little hay over here, at least in my Gemara, it's a hay, it takes you to the Mishnah of Shas. So, Mikola Poskim Arishonim Vachronim the Pasku Karav. Gemara says Halacha is like Shmuel. Everybody Poskins like Rav. So says the Mishnah of Shas. Muach to lo haya begir sasam. The Shmuel. So it must be that all of these Rishonim who did not paskin like this, did not paskin like Shmuel, must not have had those three words in their girsa, and therefore the halacha, according to almost everybody, is like Rav. Okay, either way, we'll stop here. Rav Moshe, we'll go weiter. Very exciting. Already at the second Mishnah, unbelievable. We're doing Pesachim for a week. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.